Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, right now, as we get ready for our first guest of the week, one of my great friends in baseball, great guy, great broadcaster. We head out to the SDCCU fan hotline and welcome from Fox Sports San Diego, Bob Scanlon joins us on the program. Bobby, how you doing today?
Coach, I'm doing great. It's always great to talk baseball with you, my friend. How have you been?
Doing well. Got a few bumps and bruises from the weekend watching the Padres. Pretty disappointing weekend. Definitely that middle game. I thought they could have won that middle game the other night, but just a few too many moves, I thought. They kind of depleted that bench, obviously, in the 10th inning to where Luis Perdomo had to bat.
You know, you and I take it hard, don't we? I mean, you and I, hey, baseball guys, we come out of a series like that, and you and I, we wear it. We're emotionally involved with this ball club, and yeah, it was tough, especially after what the boys were able to do heading into the All-Star break, taking three from the Dodgers. You felt like there was a nice head of steam. Granted, you had, you know, 4 days off before you resumed play, but you're feeling good about things, and you get a chance to refresh yourself, and you're playing the Atlanta Braves coming right out of the break, and you know, hopefully a series that they were trying to take one or two from it at least, and didn't plan out play out that way, of course. And what's really frustrating, I think, for me and a lot of Padre fans, and I would say the Padres themselves, has been the bullpen and inability to be as consistent as we're used to seeing that bullpen. Now, the offense didn't score the way they normally do either, but let's give some credit where it's due. The opposing pitchers did a nice job. Soroka yesterday had a nasty sinker going. But you're right. There have been some games where they could have won, and unfortunately the bullpen was not able to hold that lead. And you know, I don't know if you can question Andy Green running out of players in that situation. He was trying to go for the win early in the game. And that's what, as a manager, you need to do. If you've got a lead late in the ballgame, you know, you empty your bench and you try to hang on to that lead. So, unfortunately, things didn't pan out from that day. But, you know, a nice opportunity on this road trip, Coach, to rebound, which we've seen this team do time and time again this season.
Well, they certainly need to. I'm watching the Giant-Rockies game here in the studio. Giants up 13-0 in the fourth inning against the Rockies. Game one of a twi-night or a day-night doubleheader. And, you know, the Padres now are closer to the cellar than they are closer in the wild card. They start today only a game and a half up on the last-place Giants. And Bruce Bochy's got his ball club playing pretty good ball right now.
Yeah, they are. They're on a nice roll. Now, let me ask you this, because I don't think anything changes if you're the Giants in terms of what their overall game plan is. But, I mean, do you think they change anything based on how this team has been playing lately for them? Are they still basically sellers who are down the stretch? Because I don't think they're going to be able to sustain what they've been doing over the last few weeks.
Well, I think they're sellers, Bob, but I'll tell you what, I keep hearing differing opinions regarding a Bumgarner. And again, you know, baseball, I mean, you were in baseball as a player for 20 years in professional baseball. You can't fall in love with players, but there's a lot of a real sentimental attachment to Bumgarner there in San Francisco. But if somebody's really willing to pay the freight, I think you got to move them, don't you?
I would think so. And look, we all get it. We get attached to players as well. There's certain guys that we love. And we've seen organization after organization really dig themselves into a hole by, you know, trying to balance it out between, okay, we've got a bunch of players here who we're attached to both as a fan base and as a front office. Let's not deny it. When you win championships the way they did with Bumgarners and Posies and Crawfords and Belts and, you know, some of the big names that they've had there for many, many years, it's hard to part with those guys. But you know, we saw the Philadelphia Phillies, I think, was a great example of a team that kept signing older players and tried to hang on and tried to get one more or two more years out of guys that were sort of towards the end of their career. And I think we've seen the same demise of the Giants here in the last couple of seasons. And the Cubs were going through the same thing for a long time until Theo Epstein got on board. And one of his words when he took over that front office with the Cubs was, they're going to be ruthless. I mean, they couldn't afford to stay emotionally attached to players. And now that the Giants also have a new GM, I think that it's going to be a little bit easier for him personally to be able to make some of these difficult moves, because obviously a guy like Bumgarner, hey, it's tough to move a guy like that, but you have to try to rebuild that system, and he still has value in the last year of his contract.
Bob Scanlon joining us from Miami, Fox Sports San Diego analyst, did radio over the weekend, and always love having Bob on the program on our SDCCU fan hotline. You know, Bob, I'm looking at the Padres' home record at 23-27, and boy, you talk about troublesome. I can't remember the last time the Padres have lost seven straight home games.
No, it's been surprising, and there have been a couple of really high points as well. I mean, we go back to Hunter Renfro's grand slam walk-off against Kenley Jansen, and we had Austin Hedges had his walk-off as well. And, you know, recently against St. Louis, they had a full house on a Saturday night. So there have been some really fun wins for Padres fans to enjoy at Petco this year. Unfortunately, as you just noted, it's not been enough of them. And it's very unusual for this ball club, especially considering the fact that, remember, in the past, the problem has always been the offense, right? Padres always seem to hit when they're on the road. Why didn't they hit at home? What are we going to be able to do about this? Petco Park isn't a hitter's park. Well, they've proven all that wrong. I mean, the boys are hitting more home runs than we've ever seen. I mean, and I think, Coach, you and I have always said, get some right-handed power hitters into this ballpark, and we'll see what kind of a hitter-friendly ballpark it can be. And that's exactly what's happened with guys like Franmil Reyes and Hunter Renfro and Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. This is a powerful offensive club. So it is surprising that, considering how much more offense they've been able to generate at home, it's not translated into more wins so far.
Bob, Will Myers, he only appeared as a pinch hitter over the weekend. He was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. And I see a guy going to the plate right now with zero confidence. His mechanics are all fouled up. He's pulling off every pitch. What are you seeing?
You know, you feel bad for Will right now. This is a guy that cares. This is a guy that has a ton of athletic ability. We all know that. You know, and then talking to him right before the break, it looked like he was starting to find himself a little bit, right? He came off the bench, he had a home run, he had a couple of nice hits. And, you know, in talking to him, he said, look, I've tried everything. For the last month, I have done everything mechanically that I could work on. He goes, I know more about hitting mechanics now than I ever wanted to or ever intended to. And he said, all that being said, I need to put it aside. I need to stop thinking about mechanics and just get back to being me and just being confident in myself and my natural physical talent to get me out of this thing. And it looked like it was starting to happen there, Coach, for three or four games. And then all of a sudden, as you noted, it's gone back to what we've seen for a good part of the season. No explanation for it, but you know how mental hitting can be and how fragile the confidence can be in big leaguers. I think we forget that. And that's one thing that, as an analyst, as somebody that, you know, watches the game, observes the game, tries to talk about the game and what guys are going through, I never want to forget as a player how difficult the game is. And I know when guys are going well, they make it look easy. This game is not easy. It's very difficult, and we always think that these players, regardless of how much money they're making, are impervious to, you know, dents in their confidence and going in slumps and stuff, and they're human beings. It happens. And so all we can do at this point is hope that Will can get himself on track, get some confidence back, because we all know that this team is better when Will Myers is being Will Myers. And there's no reason that he should be going through the slump that he's going through. And all he can do is hope that he comes out of it, because it's only going to benefit the team one way or another if he can as soon as possible.
Bob Scanlon joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline from Miami. Bob, the catching situation, Francisco Mejia got the work over the weekend. Austin Hedges, unfortunately, away from the ball club right now on bereavement leave. How do you think Andy's going to handle the catching situation going forward? Because let's face it, Austin Hedges is one of the best in the business behind the plate, but right now he needs a tennis racket to hit with, and Mejia, the better hitter, even though he's only hitting a little over 200 right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, you say one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. I'll go so far as to say I think he's the best defensive catcher in baseball. The way he handles the staff, the way he can frame, the way he blocks, everything that he does back there. And we all see that, and some of that stuff is measured in some of the defensive metrics now. But what you can't measure is when he sits down on the bench next to a Joey Lucchesi and talks to him and helps him get through a tough start to a ball game. And instead of him getting knocked out in the second and putting more pressure on that bullpen, he's able to help Joey get through the fifth or sixth inning on a day where he doesn't have his best stuff. That kind of stuff doesn't really show up in a lot of the analytics on how good a guy's defense is. So I think Hedges just unbelievable back there. But, you know, we were just talking about the challenges that Will's been having at the plate. It's been the same for Austin Hedges. And, you know, there's no rhyme or reason for it. And we've seen him hit at the big league level. He did it for 2 months last year. But unfortunately, it hasn't carried over into this season. So I think going forward, what we're going to see is similar to what we've seen over the last few weeks. And Mejia has been called up. Whereas in general, I think Andy's going to try to give Mejia the opportunity to prove himself now at the big league level. Try to get that bat going the way everybody expects him to be able to hit. Hope that the defense continues to improve. And I think the Padres are happy with some of the improvement they've seen out of Mejia with his game calling, the blocking, the framing, et cetera. And of course, he's gifted with an incredible arm. So I think it's going to be, you know, Mejia, here's your opportunity to take it and run with it. Austin will still get his opportunities as well. But the bottom line, Coach, as you know, if somebody starts hitting really well, they're going to get a chance to play. And it's all going to be predicated on who performs. So the competition is there, and he who hits grabs the spot. We'll see what happens.
Bob Scanlon joining me, the SDCCU fan hotline. Bobby, finally, I just wanted to get your initial impression. You've seen him pitch now twice. This young kid, Andres Munoz, coming out of that Padre bullpen, lighting it up at over 100 miles an hour. And it looks like that slider's getting a little bit better.
Oh, man. You know, we've had so much fun watching some of these young guys come up this year, haven't we? I mean, we'd be just happy if you had a Chris Paddock. Or we'd be happy if you just had a Fernando Tatis Jr. We'd be happy if you just had a Munoz. But we've had all of these guys. We've had Logan Allen, and we've had, you know, all kinds of these young players coming up. And more on the way with Mackenzie Gores and Coutinho and some of these other big arms that are coming up. But this guy, I mean, to throw as easy as he does, 101 miles an hour every single pitch. And he knows what he's doing with it. He's not just grinding back and throwing as hard as he can, and he's, you know, grunting and snorting and has no idea where it's going. This kid knows what he's doing. I had a great talk with Austin Allen, who's up here now while Austin Hedges is on the bereavement list, and he was telling me that he was amazed at the improvement that Munoz had made with his command on the fastball, but even more importantly, with the command and the action on that slider. He said, you know what? I can call that pitch on either side of the plate. It's got great action on it. He doesn't have to be that fine with it because you have to gear up for the heater, but he said this kid has come a long way, and we've seen it so far in his first couple of outings, Coach. And let's be fair, too. I'm already getting tweets from people and people coming up to me saying, hey, how come Munoz didn't pitch the second day? What's going on? We got to see this kid. He throws on. Look, Andy doesn't want to just throw him into the breach right away. He wants to give him opportunities to get his feet wet at the major league level, get some confidence, not put him in high-stress situations from the get-go. And they're also not going to pitch him 3 out of 4 days right here at the beginning of his major league career as well. So they're going to be a little bit patient with him, but what we've seen so far has been absolutely electric, and it just whets your appetite for what this kid's going to be able to do as he continues to mature.
Bobby, have a great road trip. Thanks for the time, and don't get sunburned out there on the beach today in Miami.
Oh, Coach, always great to talk to you, my friend, and hopefully next time we're talking about some Padre wins after this road trip, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.